Hey friend, welcome to the Virgos Bible Podcast, where I free my besties from a life of being basic by way of good ass advice on love, relationships, and spirituality. I'm your host, Christina, wellness entrepreneur and author. Let's get into it. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Virgos Bible. I am so glad that you have been sticking around. So today, this is going to be a trigger warning, maybe for some, but law number 5, protect women at all costs. Okay. So it's no secret. Today we're going to talk about the situation, and this is old, but new information has resurfaced. And no, this is not like a pop culture podcast, so to speak, because honestly, I try to get away from all of that, to be honest with you. But it popped up on my timeline and I had to say something because this is something that is, for whatever reason, still an issue for people to grasp mentally. Like, so the video, the hotel video of Cassie and Diddy came out recently, and it was very disturbing, very atrocious, very disgusting. It was horrible. And never in my mind, when everything came out for the first time, not one second in my mind did I ever doubt what Cassie said or any of her claims. I think that we as a society have gotten to a point where we no longer think for ourselves and we rely on having evidence in the case where, in the situation where there's a woman claiming domestic violence. And I'm not saying that, okay, they, like, someone can say anything and there shouldn't be anything to back it up, obviously, but this is one of those things where a lot of people don't take that as a joke, if you get what I'm saying. So why are we as a society blaming women for voicing their experiences and what they've experienced with people, how they experienced others? As you already know, we have been groomed. I'm just going to say it. We have been groomed to not rely on our God-given 6 senses and our instinctual human material physical senses as well. We would rather someone show it on a television screen than for someone to say it directly to our faces. Meaning, if I told you that the sky is blue, look up and you'll see that it's blue, you're not going to believe that it's really a blue until you see it on TV. Then you know it's real. This is how we have progressed into a society. So we automatically don't trust ourselves or what we see. This is why a lot of the things that go on, politics, for example, we all know that half of the people that we see running for different, you know, offices, whether it be by state level, government, politician, whatever, you know, president, whatever, you can see so much evidence from past situations. You know, they'll do something questionable back in, let's say, the 90s, the 80s, videotapes, recordings resurfaced. But yet we don't see at the current moment, we don't see them for who they truly are because this is what they're showing to us on television. But we've seen and heard with our own ears and eyes what they did or what they said. We have been made to not trust ourselves and rely on our external validation for things. So when it comes to this situation with Cassie, it's very disheartening because a lot of people, and I guarantee you, it's still going to be people that sit here is like, well, what did she do? What did she do? She did something to provoke it. There had to be. I don't care. And that, let's go back to preschool with it. Okay. I don't care what type of argument you get in with someone whatever fisticuffs, whatever, you know, not fisticuffs, but, you know, whatever spat you get into with someone, there is no reason for you to put your hands on someone else. I don't care how mad you get. I know it may be tempting because you're angry, but this is where self-control comes into play. And this is where being an adult comes into play, knowing the right thing to do and doing the right thing. So just because it may seem a certain way doesn't mean it's always that way. And even if it was a situation where, let's say, for example, and I'm not even saying that this is what it was for her, but if she did do something crazy, there's no reason. If you've ever seen this tape, today, tomorrow, whenever, if you ever watch this tape, when you watch it, there is nothing in this world that should make you want to do what he did to her. There is no excuse, and I will never accept that, whatever you may be talking about, ever in life, because there is no excuse. I'll share, paraphrase rather, a personal story of mine. I've been in situations where domestic violence was occurring, not necessarily with me involved, so to speak, but me being someone in the vicinity, in the area, and I've witnessed or seen XYZ. No matter, and also I'm speaking of like the individual, like no matter if you are a friend of another woman, whether or not you are not a friend of another woman, whether you like this woman or not, as a woman, knowing another woman, you should not ever in your entire life sit here and defend an abuser. I don't care if they are related to you, if they are your friend, if they are a mutual, I don't care who they are. If they are wrong, they are wrong. And if the woman that is being abused is someone that you don't particularly like, you can continue to not particularly like that person. But as a woman, you should not condone that at all. I don't care what planet, surface level, I don't care about any of that. You should never condone that. So I've been in situations where I had to interject on behalf of someone I don't really care about. I don't really care for. And still stand on my 10. So I don't care what is going on. At all costs, protect women. In general, protect Black women as well. Protect all women as well. There should not be any question or doubt. I know a lot of people, they get all in our, oh, these women, they just want to sit here and have a come up and XYZ. And it's like, it's always this man versus woman thing and XYZ. And it's like, I never understood that. It's like you hate women so much, but yet you desire them so badly. It makes no sense to me. I mean, if you like men, that is your business, babes. That is your business. But what we're not going to do is sit here and slander other women just because, you know, you probably look at them, oh, she's easy, she's this, she's that. No, your mother is a woman. Your sister is a woman. And guess what? Every last one of those women have a choice to what they do and who they see. That is their business, just like you have one. So as I said before, protect all women at all costs, okay? What happened with Cassie, I never doubted one moment ever. We have gotten to a place in our waking society, waking moment, that it's okay to just sit here and blame other, you know, victims of domestic violence or sexual assault and that sort of thing. It's not okay. And you wonder why a lot of these women are afraid to come forward is because of the backlash. There was just this pastor in, I think he was in South Carolina and Kentucky. I don't know, it was one of them southern states. And let me tell you, color me not surprised. He was preaching and talking about some, well, if you get, you know, assaulted in XYZ, you deserved it. What were you wearing? What type of clothes were you wearing? You have to be a virtuous woman. The purity culture bullshit that still makes its way in churches and society is struggling to stay alive. And when I say struggle to stay alive, I mean women are coming out as their authentic selves. They are choosing bears over men. And let me tell you, if I sit here and choose the bear, listen, I saw this post and I was like, damn, even Jasmine Sullivan chose. Even Jasmine Sullivan chose the bear over the man. Child, that's how you know it's bad out here in these streets. She said, I'm not scared of lions and tigers and bears, but I am scared of loving you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Jasmine was on to something before she knew she was on to something. That's how you know it's bad out here. That's how you know it's bad out here. And please don't take my laughing as, you know, taking, you know, the situation lighthearted or anything like that. But I'm just like, think about it. Like, I'm just going to share something so real with you. Before my dad left this earthly plane and transitioned to another form of existence, my father said to me, baby, you need to get you a pew-pew. And I said, I don't know. I don't really, because, you know, if you are from where I am from, you know what that can do. So I try to stay away from stuff like that, if you get what I'm saying. But at the same time, I already know what it is. And I'm a realist. I'm not an idealist. I would like to be idealistic, but realistically, you have to be a realist. So me at that time, I told him, like, you know what? I don't know. I don't feel really comfortable having one. So I left it with him. But yeah, women, protect yourselves. If you feel like you need to get any form of mace, brass knuckles, taser, box cutter, pew pew, whatever, get what you need. I would never not tell a woman to not use what is at her disposal. Take you a self-defense class. Use your hands. Okay. I've heard of people, I went to school with a girl whose hands were registered. I will never forget that ever in my life. And if you've ever met this girl in your life, you would know that she was not something to play with. But yeah, learn how to fight for yourself. Learn how to fight. Use what you can to protect yourself. And also understand what laws are for and against and how they functioned when it pertains to self-defense and stuff like that. Anything above the waist is a no-go, if you get what I'm saying. There are certain places that you should and should not aim at. There's a certain protocol when it comes to using a pew-pew, so make sure you educate yourself, ladies. But I'm going to say this. Don't ever stay in places where you do not feel safe. If you ever feel like you need to get away, follow your first mind. Don't let your ego tell you that you need to stay because, oh, where am I going to live? Where? There are so many resources for women. Granted, I have seen and heard of horrible stories of women getting out of those types of situations just to get into another situation, if you get what I mean, with these certain, you know, certain quote-unquote resources. So just be mindful. But if you have no other support system, Make sure you utilize those resources, women's shelters and things of that nature. Like, get yourself up out of those situations because it's only going to get worse. People like that, they don't know what rock bottom looks like until they are exposed and they are experiencing hardship to the 10th power. A lot of people don't learn a lesson until they are forced to see themselves for who they are and who they have always been. And that's when you have a breakthrough with these types of people. And it could take time. Unfortunately, I'm not saying that people that do stuff like this can't be rehabilitated, but honestly, it's a hard process. It is a hard process. And it honestly, there is a psychology behind all of that. It's a lot of trauma behind all of that for the person that is inflicting the pain. So it's a lot of moving parts. I would never sit here and be an apologist for someone that is an abuser, but there is always a history behind everything, regardless of how emotionally charged people get these days. Facts are facts. But thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, comments, make sure that you utilize the message box inside of the show description area. And talk to me. Let me know. There's going to be a poll too if you're on Spotify. So let me know. We are now entering into the crystal ball segment of the show. Here we will be answering questions from our listeners. If you have any questions or want to leave a comment via voicemail, just make sure that you visit the Virgos Bible website link inside of the listen notes of this show. Let's see what we have. Okay, so one of the questions that I received for the crystal ball is, what is a crazy, complicated love story that you've ever heard of or been a part of? So I would say not been a part of, but I was, you know, the fly on the wall, so to speak. So I knew this person many, many, many moons ago. They were dating this guy, and he was he wasn't the best person to be with. So there's that piece. And unfortunately, this person also, well, the person that they were dating had sisters, okay? Sisters that were basically manipulative and using her. And they were very much, they were conniving, basically. That's the best way I can say it. So basically, the person that I know, they dated this person for, you know, they wanted them for a while, but then the person didn't get with them until later on. Eventually, the guy that she was dating ended up living with her. And against her better judgment, well, my better judgment, I should say, they went ahead and moved in. But I already knew it was some mess to begin with. Turns out the guy, he was serving out of her home while she was at work. And if you know what serving means, you already know what I'm talking about. So he was serving out of her house. She didn't know, allegedly. Me personally, I know the ins and outs of my house. You can't tell me what's not going on in my home because I don't care how much I work. I know what's going on in my house. But either way it go. At any rate, she didn't know. Long story short, and granted, this person that I used to know, they fought tooth and nail to have their own dependents from their family, their, you know, parents and stuff. So they worked really hard, and I saw that within them. But that work ethic took a toll on her body and even her mental health. So she basically was overworked and tired. So while she was at work, he was there doing whatever with probably whoever, you know. And also serving. Long story short, middle of the night, she sleep. Boom, boom, boom. she hears a loud banging at the door, and it's like, da da da, police department, open up. And they didn't come to the door. They burst the door in and raided her house. Well, her apartment, raided her apartment for the contraband. And unfortunately, she ended up losing her place because of that situation. And when that happened, the sisters that I mentioned earlier were more concerned about him being away in shackles than her well-being, than her having a place to be. And the biggest slap in the face with that situation was the fact that she questioned me about me telling her business to one of the sisters. Now, one of the sisters, they were very just nasty. They were really vile. They never really cared for her. They were really jealous. They had jealous energy. And before I even knew about all of this crystal spirit stuff, I knew that they weren't about, as the old folks would say, a hill of beans. So she questioned me one day asking me, how did this person know her business? And granted, I literally had just met this person for the first time in my entire life. We went to this person's house. Unfortunately, it wasn't very clean. But we went to this person's house, and I was with my friend at the time the entire time. There wasn't a time where I was alone with the other friend or her old friend in a room speaking to her about anything. Like, I wasn't talking to her about anything. So when she came and confronted me, I was like, first of all, and she said, in the manner in which she said that I told her business was in Facebook Messenger, I was like, I've never seen her before in my life. You are the one that introduced me to her. Why in the world would I tell your business to a stranger? I see them as a stranger. You don't, because you've known them before. They were basically rekindling, right? But I was like, why would I sit here and do that? Like, that doesn't make sense. And then it's like, what is the content of the conversation where I was just like, hey, this is her business. Like, it didn't make sense. And you went with it. That is what made me so livid. And I just said, you know what? I don't have time for this. Goodbye. And I literally parted ways after that. But as far as her story goes with that person, of course, obviously they ended up breaking up, because it's like, really? You doing this outside of my house? I live here. Your name is not even on the lease, and you're doing this? And now I don't have nowhere to stay because of you? And your sisters aren't even trying to rally behind me to help me? And it, yeah. So yeah, I had a, that was a crazy story. yeah, that is like one of those, well, that particular person's relationship was like, it's very weird in how everything happened. Yeah, that person was a red flag from day one. But, you know, unfortunately for that person, that person I used to know, they at the time didn't have a strong constitution. So they ended up being with who they, you know, just basically desperate. You know, and just having somebody just say they had somebody, even though they knew that they weren't good, right? So my advice to anyone that has ever been in a similar situation or has questioned somebody that they're dealing with, baby, please leave them alone. You are not feeling the butterflies in your stomach and unease for no reason, especially if you are, if you are a Virgo, okay? Virgo rules the gut. Any inkling of anything I've ever felt, not saying it made me have to go to the bathroom, but I always had the gibble guts. I've always had the gibble guts. So yeah, make sure that you are trusting of your own better judgment over other people. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Make sure that you check out the listen notes of this podcast for highlights, book recommendations, the crystal ball link, and much more.
Also, make sure that you're subscribed to the newsletter to receive all things a part of the Virgos Bible multiverse and more. See you in the next one. Bye, girl.